Katy Country 94 weather.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 73 today under sunny skies, winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 43. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Benoit Angus 35th performance-tested bull sale returns to the ranch near Edsben, Kansas, March 21st. 170 bulls will sell from a program based on fault-free, easy-fleshing females and focused on creating high-quality bulls to meet the demands of their reputation commercial bull producer. Catalog available at BenoitAngus.com and bid online at LiveAuctions.tv. It's Thursday, March 21st, 1 p.m., the 35th Benoit Angus bull sale near Edsben, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects. The letting took place February 21st in Topeka. In Mitchell County, L&M Contractors out of Great Bend, Kansas, received the bid for a bridge repair project on K-14 on the bridge located over Salt Creek, approximately 2.5 miles north of the Lincoln County line. Total cost of the project, $628,000. This winter was the warmest on record for the United States. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, records date back to the late 1800s. These records prove that winter has become the fastest warming season for nearly 75% of the country. The record warmth caused a lack of snow and ice across vast areas of the lower 48 states, making drought conditions in the Midwest and creating issues for local economies. The Smokehouse Creek wildfire burned more than 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle in western Oklahoma in February of this year due to a dangerous mix of heat, high winds, and drought. The wildfire, which began on February 26, became the largest wildfire in Texas history and the second largest in U.S. history. Eight states experienced a record warm winter: North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire. 26 additional states saw their top 10 warmest winters on record. December was a full 7 degrees above average. Higher temperatures continued through the season, aside from a brutal cold spell in January. Last month was the planet's hottest February on record, according to data collected by the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service. Data from the NOAA concludes that 5 of the 10 warmest winters on record in the United States have occurred in the last 20 years. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in the Concordia Osmer and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website hardchoicesbeloit.com. Bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center at 220 North Hersey in Beloit this Thursday, March the 14th from 2 to 4. Seating is limited. This is free to attend. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802, or Beloit Senior Center at nckcn.com. Refreshments will be provided, sponsored by the Beloit Rotary Club. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 with Lenten service to fall at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. And that'll be this Wednesday, March the 13th, and next Wednesday, March the 20th. Enjoy breakfast, VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street, Beloit. This Sunday, March the 17th, serving breakfast at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits, gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 children 12 and under. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. And join them at the Front Porch Event Center in Alton this Sunday, March 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. for a fun evening learning how to square dance. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And Eli now gives it up to Quinn, now to Lance, back to Gerstner. He holds the ball, and the Beloit Trojans take home third place in the 2024 3A state tournament. They end their season with a record of 24-2, tying the school record for victories in a season. Your final score of this third place game here in Hutchinson, Beloit 51, Southeast Saline 37. Beloit wins all three meetings this year against Southeast of Saline.
We'll have more on Beloit's third place finish at 3A state basketball coming up in this sportscast, and also a recap of the state champions in high school hoops. Also, multiple all-league teams have been announced for high school basketball. The Big 12 men's basketball season wrapped up over the weekend, and all Big 12 players have been named. And the Big 12 tournament women's semi is taking place today, and the Kansas City Chiefs have locked up one of their top defensive players for the long term. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard just moments ago, the Beloit Trojans finished out their season Saturday afternoon in boys' hoops with a 51-37 win over league rival Southeast Saline to take home the third-place trophy from 3A state basketball in Hutch. In Saturday's third-place game, Beloit was up 18-12 after one, but Southeast outscored them 15-6 in the second to take a 27-24 halftime lead. Beloit regrouped in the second half, outscoring Southeast Saline 27-10 for the 14-point win in the end. Eli Johnson and Bryce Beisner both had double-doubles. Johnson led the way with 18 points and 13 rebounds. Beisner added 13 points and 10 boards. Southeast Saline led by Gannon Jacobson with 14. Owen Bailey scored 12. Beloit finished the season on a positive note as their coach Ryan Eilert recapped a great year.
Every group, it takes a little while before you totally realize how special a group was, you know, and this group's right up there with all the others. I think you really realize how special they were in a year or two when you're telling other teams different stories about this group. And these guys definitely have stories that'll be told. I mean, throughout the year, we've had unbelievable performances. We've had great play, and it's all been team type effort. And so, great group of guys to be around. They like being around each other, and it's been a great year.
Beloit tied the school record for most wins in a season, finishing 24-2, and they won all three matchups with Southeast Saline, which finished their year 15-11. Wrapping up state tournament action, after beating Beloit in the semis on Friday, Wellsville won the 3A boys title with a 68-58 win over Goodland. On the girls' side in 3A, Silver Lake finished off a 26-0 season with a 66-61 win over Heston. And 2A boys, Sacred Heart finished third place on Saturday with a 58-51 win over Sterling in Dodge City. Mound Ridge won the boys' title for the second straight year, beating Linden 58-44. And 2A girls, Wichita Independent, claimed the title with a 58-39 win over Riverside. 1A Division 2 at Great Bend, the Hanover girls beat Lebo in the title game for the second straight year, winning 50-35. Cunningham won the boys' championship over Lebo 60-55. And 1A Division 1, the Frankfort girls, who were champions of the Rock Hills Sub-State, were the state champs as well, wrapping up a title with a 47-41 win over previously unbeaten Little River. And on the boys' side, in Colby South, Gray beat Bishop Seabury 76-63 for the title. Upper class champions, 4A girls went to Bishop Miege, 4A boys to McPherson, and 5A, the girls' championship, Topeka Seaman. Cape of Mount Carmel won the boys' title. And in 6A, the girls' champion was Shawnee Mission South, and across town, Shawnee Mission Northwest won the 6A boys' title. Full brackets and state stats and results can be found at ncksports.com. As the season closes, four Beloit boys basketball players named first-team All-League in the North Central Activities Association. Seniors Bryce Beisner, Quinn Eilert, and Noah Gerstner, joined by junior Eli Johnson on the first team. Rounding out first-team picks from Ellsworth, Will Cravens and Riley Stone, Michael Matucci and Max Ehrlich from Sacred Heart, and Gannon Jacobson and Daniel Kerr of Southeast Saline. On the girls' side, senior Peyton Remus and junior Addison Budke, first-team picks from Beloit. Senior Ashlyn Knight and junior Cassandra Thompson were second-team picks. Rounding out first-team on the girls' side, Lenny Peska of Ellsworth, Macy McClure and Maggie Shoup of Minneapolis, Republic County's Avery Stint, Avery Eskelman, and Katie Weiss of Sacred Heart, and Southeast Saline's Maddie Harris and Lexi Jacobson. Mid-County League and North Central Kansas League also announcing their all-league teams, as Dakota Kattenberg of Smith Center on the MCL girls' side as a first-team pick. Cameron Hutchinson and Gracie Kirkhoff were second-team selections. On the boys' side, Tegan McKenzie made the second team. Davion Orr and Wyatt Overmiller honorable mention picks. In the NCKL, Charlize Cash and Taylor McDaniel of Concordia, the girls' first team. Carla Congren named honorable mention. On the boys' side, Concordia's Joey Henderson and Peyton Brees were first-team picks. Shane Parker and Peyton Redder honorable mention. For a full look at the all-league basketball teams, visit ncksports.com.
The final 10 seconds, the crawl off the clock, and Kansas will try to reset. and hope for better fortunes in the postseason as the regular season ends similar to how it did a year ago at Austin. A blowout loss deep in the southern heart of Texas. This one, not pretty, not fun. KU falls by 30, 76-46.
The top-ranked Cougars had already wrapped up the Big 12 regular season title outright, but they rolled to the win over number 14 Kansas Saturday. There was never any doubt. Houston got out to a 19-4 lead at the 11:30 mark, held a 40-21 advantage at halftime. KU never got closer than 18 in the second half as Houston pulled away for the 30-point win. Houston finished a regular season 28-3, 15-3 as Big 12 champs. Kansas had just one player in double figures. Hunter Dickinson scored 11. He also suffered a shoulder injury in the game, and the Jayhawks finished the regular season 22-9 and 10-8. Their coach Bill Self on a lackluster performance and Dickinson's injury.
They were great, but we were terrible. Not very competitive at all. Yeah, it was, you know, the worst thing about it, you know, we're so beat up, and then, you know, Kevin couldn't go, and then obviously Hunt dislocated his shoulder, popped back in, which is a good sign, but we'll see what type of damage there is with that situation. So it wasn't a good day coming down here at all. They outclassed us, you know, mark it down, whatever it was. They were certainly a lot better than us.
Next up for KU is the Big 12 tournament with their opponent to be determined coming up Thursday. Also on the men's side Saturday, K-State put together a solid performance in a 65-58 win over number 6 Iowa State in Manhattan, knocking off the Cyclones and out of contention for a regular season conference title. K-State led by as many as 17 in the second half, finished with a 7-point win. Arthur Kaluma led the Wildcats with 23. Cam Carter added 21. David Gasson had a double-double with 11 points and a career-high 16 rebounds. K-State coach Jerome Tang on his team responding after a flat performance earlier in the week at Kansas.
So proud of our guys and how they've responded every time. I was very clear after the last game that, you know, we didn't give an effort worthy of wearing the K-State uniform, and they embraced that we have higher expectations of ourselves, and they responded, and that's a really good Iowa State team.
K-State finished the regular season 18-13, 8-10 of the Big 12. They'll open tournament play on Wednesday against Texas. For a full look at the scores from the conference this weekend and that men's tournament bracket, visit Big12Sports.com. With the regular season coming to a close, the All-Big 12 teams announced Sunday. Jamal Shedd of Houston was the Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year of the conference, and a unanimous all first-team selection. Hunter Dickinson from KU was the newcomer of the year, first-team All-Big 12. Rounding out the first team, Kevin McCullough of Kansas, Tamon Lipsey of Iowa State, and Dylan DeSue from Texas. Kelvin Sampson of Houston, the coach of the year. Other notes, Johnny Furphy on the All-Freshman team and an honorable mention pick from KU, along with KJ Adams and DeJuan Harris, who was also picked for the All-Defensive team. From K-State, Arthur Kaluma and Tyler Perry, honorable mention selections. A full look at the conference picks can be found at Big12Sports.com. A women's Big 12 tournament semifinals are set. Number 16 K-State started their conference tourney run with a hard-fought 65-62 win over West Virginia on Saturday. The Wildcats led by Ioka Lee with 22 points and 11 rebounds, the double-double, and she became K-State's all-time leading rebounder in the process. K-State will move on to face number 6 Texas this afternoon in the semis. Longhorns won 76-60 over Kansas Saturday. Madison Booker led Texas with 21. Samaya Nichols had 20 to lead KU. Other women's quarterfinals on Saturday in Kansas City, Iowa State beat number 17 Baylor 67-62, and top-seeded Oklahoma won 59-53 over TCU. Cyclones and Sooners will meet in this first semifinal today. Well, big news over the weekend, the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs have locked in a key part of their defense on a long-term deal. Defensive tackle Chris Jones and the Chiefs reached an agreement on a 5-year deal, with the first 3 years coming in at $95 million guaranteed. The 5-time All-Pro defensive tackle has played all 8 of his seasons in KC so far, registering 75.5 sacks, 78 tackles for loss, and 273 total tackles. He had 10.5 sacks this season after sitting out the first game before agreeing to a 1-year deal to get through 2023. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 of the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.